Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about you can do more in 2 hours than you can in 1 week. You don't need more productivity, you need more focus. By definition, cleaning your house is productive, but who cares if you're being productive on the wrong things? Jeff Bezos, this means Amazon owner, has said that he gets paid to make about 3 good decisions a day. That's it. He simply knows what matters and ignores everything else. When you learn new things, you have to apply them. Here's the trick. If you work or learn for just half an hour, then rest, then work for another half an hour. You are much more productive. And once the work is done, you need to actually enjoy your free time. Otherwise, you won't stay productive for long. Procrastination comes from not enjoying your time. The best productive advice I've ever gotten can be summed up in 2 words: do less. So I heard here on Twitter or on X, a woman very beautiful. She had thought that she had dated the most busy person she ever had met, and he was perfect in communication, and he communicated everything to all the staff, blah blah blah, and so on. And he had all the time to communicate to every person. This is just so stupid. He cannot delegate his work. I focus on my work, and the communication I give to other people. Simple. Do less of the stuff that doesn't matter so you can focus on the 1 or 3 things that actually do. But he was solving for everybody the problems. Heart attack comes soon for him. Why you feel busy but still stuck? James Clear explains the difference between motion and action. Motion is planning and learning. Action, what actually produces a result. Both are necessary, but there is a catch. Why do we stay stuck in motion? Because it protects us. It gives us a feeling of pseudo-productivity. That feels much more comfortable than risking failure. Next time you feel stuck, ask yourself, is emotion or action? You see, you procrastinate. I do it also. And then I see, okay, I can today clean my car, I can do this and this and this. And for this procrastination, good. No, not because I would not do it. But then I do the things what I doesn't like to do because I procrastinate things that are more inconvenient for myself. Sounds familiar? Less time, more output. When we set a clear deadline, we stop procrastinating. And after working, we also need to set aside time to enjoy ourselves. Otherwise, our inner child will rebel and will procrastinate even more. That is crucial. You are not unproductive because you don't have enough time. You are unproductive because you have too much of it. Pay attention to when you feel most productive and creative. Everyone has a 2 or 3 hour window each day when they are roughly 3 times sharper than at any other time. Also, I'm productive in the morning. But then I'm making my yoga and all the other things, and when I have to do the important things, I do them in the morning and the yoga afterwards. You cannot make the workouts and all the other things in the morning when you have to do something important, as for me, because in the morning is my best time. Find your window and protect it. What if you get interrupted? Here's a simple rule to become 4 times more productive. If something takes less than 2 minutes, do it now. Watch the dish, reply to the text, pay the bill, confirm the plans. Every small task you put off adds invisible weight to your brain. By 2 p.m., you are mentally exhausted without having done anything that really matters. I enjoy doing the small things because it gives my unconscious mind space to work out the bigger solution. Just for relaxation. No? And then I get the ideas. No? Now the flip side. A researcher at USA University, California, Irwin found that every interruption costs you about 23 minutes to refocus. That's because your brain bounds to two other tasks before returning to the original one. Check your phone a few times during a deep work session and you've lost hours just trying to get back to where you were. I do it the opposite. I do easy things in between that makes me relax. And then I follow straight my role. As a pause, as a break. You see? So run your errands and on one day instead of three. Check email twice a day instead of all day. And do what I do, film all my videos on the same day to save over an hour of setup time per session. Group the small stuff and protect the deep stuff. How to be creative? Be empty first. If you're not feeling creative, brainstorm until you are empty. I never force myself to be creative under pressure. It never works. I feel most creative in the morning and at night. In the morning, my mind is fresh and empty. At night, I let myself think through all the random stupid stuff, and by the end, I feel empty again. Also, I let me stupid. No? I let me crazy thinking. No? Here's one liner to beat your inner perfectionism into submission. Done is better than perfect because perfect never gets done. Do the hard thing first. When you tackle the hardest task first, every else feels easy. The rest of the day could be chaos and it wouldn't bother me because the thing that actually matters is already done. And if I can't figure out the hard thing, I do the easy thing instead. While I'm busy with the small stuff, my unconscious mind keeps working on the bigger challenge. So you have to switch all the time what is better in this moment. And as I said, easy things, let my mind work on the hard problem and then the hard problem is solved. If you only did one thing today, one question changed everything for me. If this was the only thing I did today, what would make it feel like a win? Ask this. Your one thing is probably whatever you most like to avoid. You know exactly what it is. Your life, you've liked being thinking about it while regarding this. Do it this week and feel the relief. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.